It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18+. This podcast discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed on Dirty Money Moves don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. We've temporarily wrapped season one of the podcast, but as I said previously, there is a lot going on behind the scenes, and we are far from done telling the Mary Carol McDonald story. When the time is right, we'll release new information on the story. Meanwhile, we're currently working on season two and a mini-series that'll drop next week, so stay tuned for those stories. In this episode of Dirty Money Moves, I'm going to give you a little inside baseball on how Dirty Money Moves, the podcast, came about. And I'm going to recap some of my thoughts on the story now that we've had a chance to digest all of the information uncovered during our research for the podcast. This episode will be somewhat brief and very casual. No storytelling, no special guest, just me putting some of my thoughts into words. All right, let's get into it. So first, I have to say how absolutely surreal it's been to think back on the time when I didn't really know who Mary Carol McDonald was. At that time, right after we found out she'd swindled the bank out of $15 million, I knew very little about her. I actually still thought she was an heiress during that time, but thought maybe she was just a crooked heiress. I don't know. I always knew that I'd look deeper into her one day, but I never imagined doing this level of research or that it would be for the purposes of producing a podcast about the phony heiress. I had simply put a pin in the matter and kept Mary Carol in the back of my mind for about 4 years. It wasn't until the CEO of a podcast network called Cloud 10 reached out to me that I got the idea to pitch him on a new podcast idea that centered around Mary Carol McDonald. Sim Sarna, the CEO of Cloud 10 Media, reached out to me in late 2021 and asked if I'd be interested in speaking with him about joining Cloud 10 in regard to my other podcast, Murderish. I took a meeting with Sim and Cloud 10's Director of Operations, Saiba Krieger, and after the meeting, I decided to sign on with Cloud 10 Media for Murderish. From the get-go, the experience with Cloud 10 was very positive, and they'd expressed an interest in producing new podcasts with me in the future, and that was something I'd been really eager to do. So, after a couple of months, I pitched Sim and Saiba on the idea of producing a serialized podcast all about Mary Carol McDonald, the phony heiress and prolific con artist that I met a few years prior. They loved the idea and gave it the green light pretty quickly. I knew we were going to need a solid researcher and writer for the project, and I already had somebody in mind. Gina Mazzolini had been researching and writing for Murderish for about 3 years at the time we were conceptualizing the podcast about Mary Carol. I knew Gina would be a great fit for the new podcast, but the issue was that if she signed on to research for the new podcast, she wouldn't be able to continue working for Murderish. That was a big issue for me because Gina was one of my best writers, and losing her on Murderish meant that I'd have to find somebody else to take her place. Gina works full-time outside of her podcast research and writing, so it's not feasible for her to work on both podcasts. Regardless of the issue it created for Murderish, I asked Gina if she wanted to work on the new podcast, which at that time we still hadn't named, and she said yes right away. Both Gina and I were used to working on mostly murder cases, so working on a podcast involving scams and white-collar crimes was something totally new to both of us. I think that's partially what excited us about this project. In addition to that, Dirty Money Moves required us to actually do our own investigation to uncover all there was to know about Mary Carol McDonnell and her scams. That aspect was exciting too, and I was pleasantly surprised by the amount of information we were able to dig up on the story. It was way more than I expected, and the story turned out to be far more wild than I could have ever guessed it would be.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
After launching Dirty Money Moves, a lot of people began reaching out to me with comments and information about the story. These were people who knew Mary Carol, and many of them expressed a desire to help find her. She's apparently pissed a lot of people off, and they'd love to see her behind bars. New information and leads are continuing to come in, and I remain almost certain that Mary Carol will be apprehended and brought to justice. It's a fact that there are certain people who know where she is and who are still in contact with her today. It's only a matter of time before the feds catch up with her. I can't even imagine a scenario where Mary Carol just lives out the rest of her life enjoying her freedom. Call me a dreamer or a hopeless optimist, but based on what I know today, I'm confident that she'll be apprehended. The only question is when, and I don't have that answer. I mentioned earlier that there is a lot going on behind the scenes. If I could spill it all now, believe me, I would. But my top priority is for Mary Carol to be brought to justice. The last thing I want to say before I wrap this up is that I've changed my mind regarding where I think Mary Carol is right now. I said before that I didn't think she was in Dubai because she's told numerous people that's where she is. And since she's a habitual liar, I didn't think she'd tell people where she actually was. That said, people are talking. And some of the recent sources who've come forward with information have led me to believe that Mary Carol is in fact in the United Arab Emirates. Based on various factors, I believe these sources are credible, and they've given insight that leads me to believe that Mary Carol being in the United Arab Emirates is very plausible. I think that her fleeing to another country, especially one with no extradition treaty with the U.S., would definitely complicate things for law enforcement and could very well be the reason it's taking so long to apprehend her. Another possible reason for the delay, as mentioned by Catherine Ahn, the federal prosecutor I interviewed, could be COVID. The court system slowed down a lot during COVID, and it's probably still playing a game of catch-up to this day. I encourage anyone with information about Mary Carol to come forward, and you can do so anonymously. I can assure you that your identity will be kept confidential if you prefer. And I will make certain that any credible leads are landing in the hands of someone who can help bring Mary Carol to justice. You have my word on that. Thank you to everyone who's taken time to listen to Dirty Money Moves, and of course to anyone who shared information with me about this story. I'll be back next week with the very first episode of our mini-series, and trust me, you won't want to miss it. In the mini-series, we're highlighting another woman who's behaved very badly. But this time, it's a woman who many of you will already be familiar with. Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Devin Ruskin produces the show. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music, and Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks for listening, and see you next week for a brand new episode and the premiere of the Dirty Money Moves miniseries.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.